Greetings, gamers. This is Raul Gallegos reporting from Main Menu. I am reviewing a game called Super Liam. This game is an action-packed side-scroller game in which you guide Liam to the evil X1 robot who set out to destroy the Earth. Your goal is to get to X1 alive. To get to X1, you have to navigate through 7 different levels. Each level has 3 different parts to it: Act 1, Act 2, and the final boss level for that particular one. In this review, we will not be reviewing all 7 levels due to time constraints, but I will show you some of the most interesting ones. Since this game is self-voicing, a screen reader is not required, so I have already shut off my screen reader. I am at the desktop with the Super Liam icon highlighted. As soon as I press enter, we're going to go ahead and listen to the introduction to the game and get to the main menu.
L-Works.
L-Works presents
Super Liam.
And what it's doing right there is it's kind of showing you a quick audio demonstration of some of the stuff you have to jump over and stuff like that, and things you have to shoot.
Please choose an option from the following menu. Start game.
Alright, we are at the main menu now. And the menu is actually very simple. Starts at the top with start game, and that simply will start a brand new game.
Load game.
Load game. After each completed part of a level, if you hit escape at the beginning of the next one, it'll save your position so that if you pick this option the next time you play, you'll continue from where you left off at the beginning of the new act or the new level.
Calibrate speakers.
Calibrate speakers. Since this is a side-scroller game, it is very important that you have your speakers correctly calibrated so that gameplay will be easy and done correctly.
Send score to lworks.net.
And if you want to participate in sharing your score with other players to see if you make it to the top 10, feel free to do this. You must have an active connection to the internet already when you use this option.
Exit.
And finally, we're at the exit, which is basically to quit the game. So we're going to go to start game, and as the game progresses, I'll explain to you what keys I'm using, and also what I'm doing, and some of the stuff that you're going to be encountering. Since this is a side-scroller game, things come at you from the right to the left, and as things come at you from the right, they're basically in front of you. If things are coming at you from the left, they're behind you. So as you move, the object of the game, as far as the level goes, to get to the end of the level, you have to move all the way to the right, which is basically moving forward. So in this game, when I talk about moving forward, just know that I'm using my right arrow key, and when I'm talking about moving backward, I'm using my left arrow key. Let's go ahead and start the game.
Oh, my head. I've got to be dreaming. I'm not really a superhero. I mean, that's just not possible. It happens in, like, the movies and TV, but that's not real, is it? No, it's not a dream. Oh, no.
Liam, it's me, Dr. Cork. How are you doing?
Well, I'm alive, but my head really hurts.
Well, you'll have to put the pain aside. This is really important.
Yeah.
What I can gather from your GPS system is you're on the beach of some kind. I'm not really sure what's out there. I sense some life forms. You better be careful, though.
I'll do my best, Dr. Cork.
Well, good luck.
Sandy Surf, Act 1.
Alright, I went ahead and paused the game with done with the P key. At the beginning of each new level, you get a little intro which kind of gives you an idea as to what kind of level it is and what you might be expecting. You can either listen to that in its entirety or hit the left control key to silence it and just go ahead and start the level. I went ahead and played it this time, but I won't be doing that for all the levels in the review here, and again, that's due to time constraints. Just to kind of give you an idea of some of the keys that are used, the general keys, for example, are P to toggle pausing the game, L tells you how many lives you have left, H tells you your health, S tells you the score for this particular part of the level, and T tells you your total score throughout the entire game. So as you heard, this is Sandy Surf Act 1. Basically what you do here is you're on the beach, just like the intro said, and we're going to be moving forward, which again is with the right arrow key. And as you walk, you're going to be actually hearing the sand under your feet. So let's go ahead and unpause the game and start going. To move forward, as I mentioned, it's the right arrow. In this level, you don't have to jump, so I'm not going to talk about that quite yet. However, you are going to have to shoot things. And to do that, you use your left control key. There we go. Just shot a monster. Another key which is very important. Oh, there's a dog. Those you have to shoot two or three times. Another key which is important is the spacebar key. As you hold down the spacebar key in conjunction with the right arrow key to move forward, you move faster. Now right here, we're by a monkey dropping coconuts. You can't do anything with the monkey, but you have to avoid the coconuts because they will hurt you. So we're going to wait for that coconut to drop, and now we're moving under and past him. Here comes another robot monster. And here comes another dog. Got the dog. And there's a bit of a quiet moment. Oh, there comes a different kind of robot monster. There we go. So as you notice, as Liam was walking, you can hear the sand under his feet. Now, throughout the game here, you're going to encounter a special item, and that's going to be coming up here soon. The special item either gives you bonus health, or rather extra health, or it gives you extra lives. And you don't know until you actually get to it. So now we're getting close here. There's another monkey right there. Dog. Okay, there comes... Let me kill this dog here. Okay, that fast chirping item that's coming up to my right. Again, if you're listening to this in mono, which is how a main menu is presented, then you won't be able to tell left and right. However, if you are listening to the stereo version, you'll hear this off to my right. The fast chirping, that's the special kind of boost. And I got a health boost, which I really didn't need because of the fact that I'm doing real good with health. With the H key, that's
100%.
Now, the slow chirping audible item that you hear there to the right, or take my word for it, it is on the right, which is in front of me, that is the end of the level. So as soon as we get to that, we'll be at the end of the level. In the next level, I will talk about some of the other keys and some of the other things that you have to do.
Time bonus, 164 points. Your score for this level was 744 points. Your total score is 744 points. Suburban Streets, Act 1.
Okay, now we've gone ahead and skipped to level 2, which is the Suburban Streets level. And this is Act 1. One thing I wanted to mention to you is that Act 1 is relatively short compared to Act 2. And then the final one, Act 3, or the boss for that particular level, isn't very long. However, it's intense. Now, we are at the suburban level here. Like I said, this is Suburban Street. So as Liam walks, you'll notice that his feet don't make the same sound. Instead, they're going to be sounding like he's walking on concrete. Now, off to my right, again, if you're listening to this in stereo, which is in front of Liam, you hear dripping water. That's from a sewer that you have to jump over. So your cue that it's time to jump over different objects maybe about half of the objects you have to jump over will give you some sort of audible cue where your feet will start walking, and as you're walking, rather, they will sound differently for two steps. All of this is covered in the manual as well, just so you know. It's not something that you really have to learn as you progress. So this is pretty much the same thing. The difference with this is that you have to jump over the sewers, and also there's robots on bicycles that you have to jump over as well, and they come at you kind of fast. So let's go ahead and unpause the game. And now, as you heard, I was walking, and there's my feet. There, on two steps, so I just jumped. Now let me go ahead and tell you how to jump. I was telling you how to walk forward and how to walk backward. To jump, you have to hit your up arrow, and as soon as you hit your up arrow, you have to hit your forward, which is the right arrow, several times to carry your body up forward. If you just hit up arrow to jump, you're just going to jump up and stay in the same position. So you have to do up and then right until you land again. Same thing if you have to turn around because if there's things behind you, if you need to jump over something again, it's up and then left until you finish that jump. So let's go ahead and... Now, here comes the cyclist. There we go. And there's a robot right after him that I almost got hit by. So here comes another. So I jumped with up and then just kept tapping my right arrow. Here comes another sight. Ow! Ooh, he hit me. I jumped too early. So as you heard Liam say, ow. Here comes a dog. And up ahead comes another sewer. Now, another thing I wanted to talk to you about is the music in the background. I have it pretty much turned low so we can hear all the other sounds, but to adjust the music, you use the home and the end key. Oh, there's a
health boost.
That works because I got hurt earlier from the bicycle. Now, right there, that was kind of cool. I jumped over a bicycle robot as well as a sewer. Coming up to the end of the level here. What I wanted to tell you... Here, let me go away from it a little bit. The music. If you hit your home key, that increases the volume of the music in the background. The end key will decrease it. So let's go ahead and increase it with the home key. That's what you got there. Now, the music for each level is different. And if to decrease it, again, is end key. So there, lowering. Now, if you want to put it back to the default, you just hit enter. And... now it's back at the default. So I'm going to go ahead and lower it down a little bit. There we go. Let's go ahead and finish this level and continue on. We're going to go ahead and skip to level 4.
Time bonus, 201 points. Your score for this level was 915 points. Your total score is 14,216 points. Lava Lake, Act 1.
Okay, we have gone ahead and skipped to level 4, which is the Lava Lake. This one here, you are running along a volcano here, and you have to jump over lava pits, and you also have to duck under fireballs. And so that's why I wanted to do this level here to show you a little bit of what that is like. So let's go ahead and unpause the game and get to playing. So, let's get to running here. Now I'll tell you when a fireball's coming. Here comes one. Duck. Now to duck, you use your down arrow. And you just, as long as you have your down arrow pressed, then you're ducked. Now, here comes a fire pit. So I'll walk normal. Oh, here comes a fireball too. Let's duck under that. Okay. As I get close to the fire pit, this one is going to give me the... See, I was walking like on mud, so it gave me that different sound on my feet before getting to cross it. Now, one thing you have to be careful with is that the mud under your feet sounds very similar to the rocks as you're walking. I just landed on one of the monsters and he hurt me. There's another fireball. Comes a dog. Now there was a fireball right before the fire pit. There's another fireball. In Act 2 of this level, you get two and three fireballs in a row sometimes. Oh, the dog got me. Now, I forgot to mention that your levels are timed. Some of the ways that you score, I'll get to that here in the next level here. I'll talk about scoring.
Time bonus, 177 points. Your score for this level was 911 points. Your total score is 15,127 points. Lava Lake, Volcano Escape.
Okay, now in this one, X1 has set off a bomb, and so there's this volcano that's going to be coming behind you, and your goal is to pass this level quickly. This is one of those levels where the boss level isn't a super robot that you have to fight, such as you did in the beach, which was level 1, the suburban streets, which was level 2, and in the forest, which was level 3. This one's a little different, and it kind of has a little bit of spoiler because I'm going to be telling you how to pass this level. In any case, let's go ahead and do that. There's two ways that I've passed this level. One was just by quickly running with, constantly having the spacebar pressed as you run forward. And the other way is to jump, because it seems like when you jump, you actually cover more ground quickly, so you just keep jumping and tapping your forward key, which is the right arrow again. One thing I was going to talk about was scoring. I was telling you that you have a certain amount of time to complete these levels. Also, the more time you have at the end of each level, the more points you get. Points are calculated basically by things that you shoot, and also by how many lives you have at the end of each level, and how your health is doing. So the better health and the more lives you have, the more points you'll be getting. So let's go ahead and escape this volcano. Let's go ahead and unpause it and get going. Now I hear the volcano slowly coming at me behind. And I have the music turned kind of down. It's sort of a heavy metal theme. So now what I'm doing here is jumping, and keep tapping my right arrow. And those are fire pits. Again, your feet will make a different sound as you get close to the fire pits. And you can kind of hear the volcano getting even closer. The next level after this is the silver spaceship level, which introduces some new things. Lasers that you have to run through when they're not on. That concept of timing things was sort of introduced
for life
in the first level. Let's go ahead and pause it here real quick. It was introduced in the first level because you had to time it so that you ran under the monkeys under the monkeys tossing the coconuts, and that's basically what you do in the next level. That's really the only new thing that's added, is the lasers, and the robots of course get harder. You have to shoot them more. I will be covering, like I said, Act 1 of that one, and then Act 1 of the waterworks, and those will be all the levels I'll be covering. So just Act 1 of level 5 and Act 1 of level 6. And I'll let you explore and conquer the rest on your own. So let's go ahead and get to that. And I'll go ahead and let the intro play for this spaceship. It's a really good one.
Time bonus, 220 points. Your score for this level was 680 points. Your total score is 17,208 points.
Wow, that was intense. I'm so glad I didn't get fried. Ooh. Well, I'm safe. I'm safe for now, I guess, which is definitely a good thing. Whoa! This has got to be one of the weirdest places I've ever seen in my entire life. I have no idea where the heck I am.
Well, Super Liam, I want to welcome you to my silver spaceship.
But it's blue, not silver.
Shut up, I know it's blue. I'm colorblind. Silver is such a much better color, wouldn't you say? Well, anyways, I'm glad you could check out the spaceship, because you won't be here for too long. Guards, take care of him, please.
Silver Spaceship, Act 1.
Alright, so, doing the same thing here, moving forward quickly. Here's your robot. Shot him twice. Now, if those robots touch you, they start activating these weird lasers. Now, there's one of those lasers that you have to time jump. Or not jump, but you have to calculate it just right. And there we go. And sometimes, either it's my imagination or it really does happen, but it seems like these lasers increase in speed as you get closer to them. Oh, that one got me. Now they can hurt you.
80%.
So that just took 20% of my health. Now, as I was mentioning in the volcano escape, see, that one just got faster. As I was mentioning in the volcano escape, sometimes when you jump, you actually move more quickly. Rather than the space bar with your forward key. So a lot of times what I do is when I'm close to the laser is I'll jump even though you don't actually have to jump over the laser. I'll still jump because it helps me move faster across that and it makes it easier on timing. Now there's robots coming at me from my front and my back. There we go. So I just move forward and then move backward and got them. I think I have a health bonus coming up. Is it a health bonus or an extra life?
Health boost.
Nice.
100%.
Which means that for Act 2, which I won't be doing in the review here, but for Act 2, I'll be starting off with 100%. And that's a good thing because of the fact that it's more intense. Next is the final level that I will be doing on the review, which is level 6, called Waterworks.
Time bonus, 182 points. Your score for this level was 1,882 points. Your total score is 19,090 points.
Well, it's a good thing I got rid of him. Now, I gotta find a way to get out of here.
Okay, this is the intro that it plays between
this looks like an escape
the
pod to me.
Silver spaceship level.
Here we go.
And the waterworks level. The boss level, by the way, the third and final level for the spaceship level was you have to destroy this robot that's running toward the reactor of a spaceship. He also has a laser which kills 25% of your health if it hits you, so you have to be real careful with that. So now Liam is in a pod going down, and he's going to be getting closer to X1's lab. However, to get into the lab, he's going to have to go through the waterworks, which...
Well, it looks like I'm out of danger.
You'll hear in just
part.
A moment here.
Now I figure out where I got to go with this thing. Oh, look at this. There's an autopilot switch. Great. There we go. Now we'll go exactly where we need to go.
While this is playing, I wanted to tell you a little bit about ordering the game. As much as I like this game, the only thing that I didn't like about it is that you have to have a separate download for the demo and
somewhere
a separate
really
download for the actual playable game.
I see a building. See, there's a sign on the wall. Can't really read it, but I can make out X1. I don't really know where I'm supposed to go, but I think that building's my best solution. I just have a feeling if I march right in, I'm going to get killed, so I better find another way in. Oh, look at this. There's a grate. That's probably the way I can get in without anyone seeing me, but how am I going to get in? I could blow it up, but that would make too much noise.
So if you download the demo,
melt it off with this laser.
It's relatively a small file and only lets you play just a little bit of the game to kind of get an idea.
Yeah, it worked. I got the grate off. There's no other way but down, so here goes. Wow!
And again, each intro before each level will kind of give you an idea of what's coming up in the level.
God, what is this place? It's just water and all this equipment everywhere. Whoa, what is that?
Rat.
Get out of here. Jeez. Okay, well, all I have left to do is explore and hopefully I'll find X1. Or maybe that would be a bad idea right about now.
Waterworks, Act 1.
Alright, we're in the waterworks. I wanted to finish telling you about the demo and the purchasable game. If you decide that you like the demo, then why not just download the entire game, and then you can purchase it. All you have to do is go to www.l-works.net and go to the Super Liam link, and from there go to the order link. The procedure for ordering is relatively easy, especially if you have a PayPal account, although you can't order it if you don't have a PayPal account. So let's go ahead and play this Waterworks. The interesting thing about the Waterworks level is you have equipment to jump over, as Liam was talking about, and there's also rats that you're going to have to kill. Now, the interesting thing is the fans. There's fans here, and they don't give you any sort of clue as to when you're supposed to jump over them. So if you don't time it right, then you'll get stuck in the fan and, of course, lose a life. The other equipment you have to jump over looks like goes down to the Waterworks itself. That will give you an audible sound on your feet as you're walking to them so that you can jump over those. Again, let's go ahead and get this one done with, and that's going to be pretty much the conclusion of the review. So let's go ahead and play Act 1 of this level. And again, we got music in the background there. So there's a fan, so I'm going to jump over that. Now here comes some rats. Now there's the other equipment I'm going to jump over. Now the interesting thing is, sometimes it's hard to tell where the equipment is and where the fans are if you're not careful. There's a fan right there. I have to say, as morbid as this sounds, I like the way it sounds when you get killed by a fan. And we're just about done here. Whoa, I think I almost got chewed up by the fan there. That was pretty close there. Now again, things are going to be coming at you. The way you know if they're close to you is your character, Liam, is pretty much at the center of the stereo field. So, as you travel along these things, when they get close to the center of the stereo field, then you know they're close to you. And that's kind of how you deal with things if you're not, you know, if you have no audible cue as to when you're supposed to shoot or jump or duck or, you know, whatever the case may be. And we are at the end of this, as well as at the end of the review for Main Menu. Just to kind of give you some final tips, you can subscribe to the L-Works mailing list, which is also found on the L-Works site, found at www.l-works.net. There is a mailing list, like I said, and you can subscribe to that and talk about different aspects, different things regarding games from L-Works, such as Super Liam. The game costs $25, and let me tell you, it's very well worth it. This is Raul Gallegos. I've been reporting for Main Menu on ECB Radio. If you wish to contact me, feel free to write me. The address is raul@asmodean.net. That is raul@asmodean.net.
Thanks for playing Super Liam. Visit l-works.net for more great games.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget, of course, we welcome your contributions. Check out the guidelines on our website. This is Main Menu, logging off for another week. I'm Dave Williams. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.